I'm visiting with Nick Fassler with BASF. And Nick, right now we are hitting some pretty warm weather here in the Corn Belt after a very wet and somewhat cool in places spring. What kind of advice, recommendations do you have for growers of corn and soybeans right now when it comes to BASF products?
Yeah, definitely. You turn on the news and watch the weather, and all they talk about is comparing us to the Amazon and everything else. So we're definitely in some hot temperatures here. But it's not something we haven't experienced while headlines been in the marketplace. 2005, going back to 2007, you know, those were hot years as well. We're doing a lot of testing with headline and its performance on crops, given hot temperatures and these types of conditions. So what we're recommending growers is, you know, now more than ever, it's important to protect that crop from stress and then added late season disease control. So you're going to start to see airplanes in the air. You know, we're coming into mid to late July. It's definitely that application timing. So growers are looking at getting that stress tolerance. You know, we have seen some benefits in these high temperature conditions from headline and headline amp. And then also we're going to get that, you know, 3-4 weeks of preventative disease control to protect that crop through grain fill.
Well, you definitely, when you've got corn this tall right now, as I've seen it driving around, you know, you worry about durability, standability. I know we had some weather issues in Illinois. Actually, it kind of came across Iowa and Illinois last week. But those are just the examples of the kind of conditions that your products are going to help them with their crop, and that's going to pay off dividends at harvest time.
Yeah, definitely. We want to help that grower finish the season strong, and there's no better way to do that than with a headline or headline application on their corn and soybeans. So, you know, we see the standability benefits. You know, a lot of that down corn, thank God it came back upright, and it's back in a state where it should be easier to harvest than on the ground. So thankfully we have that for most acres. And those fields, the potential canopy is closer now. There's less air movement. The probability of more disease, that potential is higher as well. So, you know, those growers, if that yield potential on those acres still look good enough, they should consider using a fungicide application to protect that crop. And, you know, real soon we're going to be coming up on soybean application timing as well. Typically falls the end of July, early August. So get out in those soybeans, you know, open up the canopy, look for pod set somewhere in one of those top four nodes. And that's timely to also be looking for insects in the field.
Wonderful. Well, it's good advice. We'll make sure we pass it along. Thank you, Nick Fassler with BASF. And here from the Wiffles Corn Strategies meeting, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.